Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, if you're new to the broadcast, then let me give you a few quick details. Our pastor is Brother Wayne Reynolds, and our building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. We are an independent, fundamental, KJV-only Baptist church, and our main goal is to worship the Lord and to serve Him to the best of our abilities. Now, we'd love to have you come and join us for services. Each Sunday, we meet starting at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. for worship services. We have a prayer meeting at 3:45, and then we have evening worship services starting at 4:30. Now, anyone is welcome to come and join us, and we would absolutely love to see you there. Now, if you'd like to know more about our church, then I'd encourage you to log on to our church's website, which is independencebaptist.org. And again, that website address is www.independencebaptist.org. Well, so much for a short introduction, but our time has quickly slipped away from us. So without further ado, here is Pastor Reynolds with this morning's message.
The Jews ask the question in John 7 and verse number 11, where is Jesus Christ? The Bible states, then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, where is he? This question is most often asked when God doesn't do what we expect him to do. It is asked most often when things go wrong and there is no peace. In this case, in John chapter number 7, the Jews are gathered together to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, and they're expecting to find Christ there, but he is not there in their midst. A lot of times, I've heard this question asked when a person is ill or in some sort of trouble. I visited a fellow in the jail a while back, and he asked, where is Jesus Christ? Well, I told him that it might have been that Christ sent the police to him, and they put him in jail. And that might have been a way of him seeking the face of the Lord. I've heard this question asked many times in a hospital. When a loved one is gravely ill, they want to know, where is Jesus Christ? Sometimes people in hospital beds actually ask me the question, I don't understand why I'm here. Where is Jesus Christ? Why am I sick? Why can't I be well again? You know, sometimes it is very difficult to feel the presence of God when you have prayed and the situation has not changed for the better. But rest assured that God sees, God hears, and God knows everything about your own particular situation. But notice, in John 7, verse number 11, who asked this question? I think it's a little bit odd that people that ask this question the most often are those that are not really faithful in worshiping and serving God. These are those people that we might call half-hearted Christians. The context of this passage tells us that these are really unbelievers that want to know where Jesus Christ is. Notice in verse number 1. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. I think that's a pretty good reason to stay away, don't you? If anybody's wanting to kill me, I would want to stay away. That's why Jesus Christ was walking in Galilee instead of in the land of the Jews. But notice in verse number 2. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto him, depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou dost. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. Notice, the second group of people here is the brothers of Jesus Christ. They're saying, you need to go into Judea. Notice at this point that the brothers of Christ do not really believe that he is the Messiah. Now, they're going to believe later on that Jesus Christ, their brother, is truly the Son of God. But they don't believe that right now. The Bible said that not only did the Jews question where Jesus was, but his brothers also wanted him to go up to Jerusalem to the Feast of Tabernacles. In verse number 5, the Bible says, for neither did his brethren believe in him. And so there's two groups of people that do not believe in Jesus Christ. But notice in verse number 6, Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. Go ye up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. And when he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. And notice that Jesus Christ remained in Galilee, but his brothers went on up to Jerusalem to the Feast of Tabernacles. We find this, that some people would say, Jesus Christ was wrong. Well, Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and whatever he does is right. You can know that for certain. Of all of these skeptics, the Jews and Jesus' own brothers, Jesus did not reveal himself unto them. Some people just want Jesus around so they can destroy him. They would not get any peace or comfort even if Jesus Christ was present there. Now, there are true seekers of God. They're in the middle of all the controversy about who God is. You see, things are not changed. Things are the same as they've always been. There's always been mockers and scoffers that do not want to trust Christ. But while there are mockers and scoffers, even today, there are still believers today. Which category are you in? Are you a mocker? Or are you a believer in Jesus Christ? You see, if you are a true seeker of God, you're in the middle of much controversy. But if you would be still and prayerfully seek God, God will come to you and bless you. There may be a storm all around you, but it will be peaceful where God is. Where is Jesus Christ? In verse number 14, the Bible said, now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. Jesus will always be found teaching the truth, even when there are people who oppose him and fight him and attempt to kill him. Jesus will always be teaching the truth. Where is Jesus? He will always be found by seekers, by those people that want to see just what Jesus Christ has for them. The Bible states in the book of Isaiah 55 and verse number 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near. The book of Luke 19, verse 1 through verse 10, the Bible talks about a little man. His name was Zacchaeus, and he went and climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. Jesus passed by and called for Zacchaeus to come down, for today I must abide at your house. You see, Jesus Christ can tell the heart of the individual, and that is what's so important, is that we might be right before Almighty God, and he will come to us if we just seek him. Jesus is everywhere. There's not a place that he is not, but Jesus is especially where you are. Jesus can come to you even today. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews 13, verse number 8, Jesus said I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'm glad that God said this very truth unto us, that he will never, never leave us. Whatever we have to go through upon this earth, God will still be with us. Whatever it looks like to those people around us, God will never leave us, nor will he ever forsake us. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 28 and verse 15, God told Jacob he would never leave him, nor would he ever forsake him. And he did not either. The Bible states in Genesis 28, verse 15, "And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of." Jacob received this great promise from God that he would never leave him. This is such a valuable thing of knowing that God is with us every day, every place, that he never would leave us. He would never, ever forsake us. In the book of Deuteronomy 31, in verse number 6, Moses told Israel when they were ready to capture the promised land, he told them this very vital truth. "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee." I'm glad that God is such a God that he can protect us, that he can pick us out of a crowd, and God can love us, and God can protect us. I'm thankful that he will never, ever leave us. The God we serve is the same God that spoke to Abraham and Moses. He did not leave Abraham. God never left Moses. You know what? God will never leave us as well. Think of this. This world is in a turmoil. This world is turned upside down, you might say. This world is going every which way. But you know what? God said, "I would never, ever leave you." The Bible states in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13 through verse 18, that the rapture of the saints is near. God said, "I will never, ever leave you." This is such a blessed promise that God has given to every believer, that just trust him. Just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He will never leave you. He will never, ever forsake you. The Bible states in the book of 1 Thessalonians 4:18, that one of these days, when the rapture takes place, God will gather every saint that trusts him. God will take care of every believer. No one will ever be left out that just simply trusts Christ. There's been millions of people that have trusted Christ, and Christ said, "I will never, ever leave a one of you." This is a great blessing, a great thrill. It's not because of what I've done, but it's because of what Jesus Christ has done for me on the cross of Calvary.
We pray that the message has been a blessing to you this morning, and again would like to encourage you to come and join us for services. We also want to invite you to attend our annual Bible Institute services. We'll be having two guest speakers, and the services will be February the 4th through February the 6th. Now, Wednesday, February the 4th, we'll only have evening services, and they'll start at 7 p.m. But then on that Thursday and Friday, the 5th and the 6th, we'll have both morning services and evening services. The morning services will be starting at 10 a.m., and the evening services will be starting at 7. And each year, the Lord is blessed with a great time of worship and learning about him, and we'd absolutely love to see you there. Now, if you've never been to our church, then you can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And again, for more information, you can log on to our website at independencebaptist.org. Well, as usual, our time has quickly disappeared from us, so let me thank you again for listening and encourage you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.